All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we'll see if Russell Wilson gets placement on this list here. But let's start here with number 7. You all probably remember this. The Cardinals trade into the top 10 for Josh Rosen.
Oh.
So the Cardinals were looking to add a quarterback in 2018. They saw Baker Mayfield go number 1. Sam Darnold then went. Josh Allen then went. They decided to trade up. So Steve Kimes, the general manager, sent the 15th pick, the 79th pick, the 152nd pick to the Raiders for Josh Rosen. He said he had a rookie year of 11 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, a dismal 66.7 quarterback rating. He was so bad, he lasted just one season with them. They replaced him with Kyler Murray.
I remember that. He only had one season, and they just said, they were smart. We're going to pull the plug. Now, did they really pull the plug? Because Kyler Murray ain't lighting up the world either. I mean, he doesn't even like football, but that's their
The biggest problem with Kyler Murray is the contract. You know, he's not a bad player. He's just not 1-1.
He is a bad player, Tony. He doesn't. I mean, when you have to build in the contract, I need you to study the playbook.
I understand that.
I'm not paying you that much money.
But he's better than Josh Rosen.
Okay, fair.
But let me also give you this. There is a quarterback they passed on who's won 2 MVPs. His name is Lamar Jackson.
They did.
So they traded up.
But everybody passed on Lamar.
That's very true.
Because Baltimore ended up trading back into the first round and got him with the last pick of the first round, I believe.
Yes, that was pick number 32. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Next
and
trade.
And that's 8.
That's 7. That's number 7. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Number 6, quarterback that I know well, played for my Steelers. Why did he play for my Steelers? Because the Bears traded up to get him, and he was trash. That was Mitchell Trubisky. They traded up to get him. I believe it was they moved up from number 3 to number 2.
They traded with the 49ers.
Traded with the 49ers. Gave up a boatload to get him. He had a 87.2 QB rating his entire year in Chicago. Was 29-21 there. That was bad.
I just think going to Chicago is almost like the kiss of death.
Oh, I know.
Because they're going to have another swing at this, and they just – it's almost like you want to do the opposite. Whoever that you say, this is the guy we should take, let's take the other guy.
They can't pass on Caleb just because they've made mistakes in the past.
Sign Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields.
Yeah, and we all know the two quarterbacks they passed on that trade up for Mitchell Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. So,
we'll be hearing from Deshaun Watson a little bit, I assume.
Deshaun Watson was, he was good until. Let's go to number 5 here.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Colts trade a first round pick for running back Trent Richardson. Now, Trent Richardson was drafted in the 2013 draft by the Cleveland Browns. He had 3.6 yards per carry in his first year. 12 total touchdowns, 1,300 scrimmage yards, and they decided not good enough. They traded him 2 games into his second season, and the Colts gave up a first-round pick. He finished his career in Indianapolis, averaging just 3.1 yards per carry, and compiling 977 rushing yards.
Was he a Bama running back?
Yes.
Yes.
High draft pick and then flopped in the NFL.
Shocker. Running back doesn't pan out in the NFL.
Number four, the Saints trade their entire draft for running back Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness,
To the Redskins, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike Ditka and the cigar, and I'm the ultimate I'm smarter than you smug moment. You losers can sit here and draft. We've already got our guy.
He didn't have a horrible career. He did rush for more than 10,000 yards in his career. But the problem with him is that he didn't really want to play football anymore.
I was about to say, I don't think the drop is on here. Stephen A. Smith saying, stay off the weed.
So it was traded by the Redskins as the first round pick, number 5 overall, to the Saints for the 12th selection, which didn't bite him, was Cade McNown. The third round pick was Dwayne Bates. A fourth round pick, Nate Simpson. They got a guy named Kari Samuel, Desmond Clark, seventh round pick. And of course, the first round pick the following year in 2000, which was LeVar Arrington, and the third round pick, some guy named Lloyd Harrison.
Yeah, they traded away everything.
Yeah.
For a guy who didn't even like football. Kind of like Kyler Murray.
Correct.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The next on the list, number 3 on the list.
There were 3 worse than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, would you consider this worse than that? They're putting the Russell Wilson trade on here to the Denver Broncos. That was worse than Ricky Williams?
Well, the Russell Wilson, because of the money, could be number 1.
The money, the picks, like they gave up a lot.
Yeah, they gave him $242.6 million was the deal.
Right.
They signed to him.
Yeah. So, you know what?
Plus, look at all the picks they gave up. Plus, they gave up Noah Fant, who's a pretty good player as well.
Yeah, Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, Noah Fant. 4th-round selection, 2 second-round picks, 2 first-round picks as well. So, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Number 2 on the list, a trade that is dear to your heart, Rico. 49ers trade up for QB Trey Lance. The North Dakota State product who didn't play much because of COVID, didn't play much because of other things, and they said, so what? And they traded up for him.
It is why I do agree with Brad Holmes when I need to look at your tape. I'm not drafting somebody based off of potential, off of what they can do.
And almost like a manufactured COVID game.
Right. Oh, no, it wasn't almost. It was a manufactured COVID game. He played one game to show off what he could do against a nobody team. He lit it up, and that was it. And I was very hesitant. I remember Cookies used to tell me that entire year, you got to play Trey Lance. I was like, he's awful. No, you don't have to play Trey Lance.
Let him run it.
They didn't. They avoided him at all costs. And they traded him away and they made up for it because they went out and got a quarterback in the bargain bin, DVD bin, and Brock Purdy. Worked out.
Yeah, we'll get to number one in a second. Off topic, but since we're on that, it will be interesting to look back at that draft, that having a COVID season, and what bust, how many busts you see in the first round because there was not a lot of football. It will be interesting to go back and look at that.
Well, that
one
was
day.
Jeff Okuda?
Yes.
No, that was Sewell.
No, I'm sorry. That was Penei Sewell's draft.
That was Sewell. That was
Trevor Lawrence, Zach
Micah
Wilson.
Micah Parsons didn't play
Kyle
either.
Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase.
Yeah, it was a good draft, actually.
Yeah. Micah Parsons, yeah, that was – he also had question marks going into the draft. And then the final
– I think I know what this one is.
What do you got?
It's got to be the Herschel Walker
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
It's got to be the Herschel Walker deal.
It is the Herschel Walker deal because of everything that Dallas got in return, and they won championships because of what they received in return.
They got some players that they had to cut on purpose. That was part of the deal. And they ended up because of a trade down, actually. They had a deal with the Steelers to move up from 21 to 17 to draft Emmitt Smith. Mm-hmm. There was also, they got other players like Russell Maryland with a first-round pick.
They got Russell
Alonzo
Maryland.
Highsmith. Kevin Smith, Darren Woodson, among others.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
So yeah.
However, I'm stunned there's one that's not in this list. And it's the most... Well, it's not the most current. The Russell Wilson trade is more current. But it's the Deshaun Watson trade. I mean, Houston traded Deshaun Watson and a 2024 sixth-round pick, okay, for 2022 first-round pick, 13th overall, that ended up being Jordan Davis. A 2022 fourth-round pick, 107, ended up being Dameon Pierce. A 2023 first-round pick, 12th overall, that ended up, due to some trades, Jahmyr Gibbs. A 2023 third-round pick at 73, Jalin Hyatt. And a number one this year and a number four this year. How is that not on the list? Plus,
because he still has time to actually go out there. Okay, didn't mean to hit that.
Whoa!
I did. That was a mistake.
No, he just massaged them. He just got massages.
That was a mistake. Did not mean to hit that button.
Perfect drop.
You are right. There is still time. I think that's good enough right there.
No. But here's the thing, David. No, it was 2020 was the Okuda draft.
The 2021 draft was the Trey Lance draft.
Right.
No, but I'm saying the COVID draft. But you said you want to know how many.
They played.
No, COVID was 2020 season.
Yeah, the
draft
2021
was 21 draft.
No, 2020 draft, there was nobody around.
They played in 19. Yeah.
They didn't play in 20, and the draft was 21.
Okay, I got you. Okay, no. Okay, I got you. I got you now. Okay, all right.
And that is in football today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.